Welcome to our house. It's Rosie on the house, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. No matter where in the great state you are, we're in Arizona. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923 or email pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Today's broadcast finds us in Tucson, Arizona, at the Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association's Home and Patio Spring Show. We do home shows across the state of Arizona in every market, and I will say Tucson has got their home show dialed down. And the only thing that I regret at this moment is that this glass window from this conference room we're broadcasting from is blocking the smell of barbecue for you and their 50 tri-tips they've got grilling this morning.
One of them's mine. I bought it last night.
I did too.
Oh, did you? I was going to give it to you. My favorite.
For $30, you can get a whole cooked tri-tip steak. You can go home and cut up for any which way you want. If you want to put it on a burrito, if you want to put it on a sandwich, if you want to just eat it with a side of beans or something. There was somebody that had never been here before yesterday looking at it, and they're like, man, $10 for a sandwich. And everyone around is like, you'll understand why. And they don't short you on meat by any means. But I asked them later, I'm like, how do you like it? And they said it needs barbecue sauce, and everyone around them looked at them like they were an alien from out of town. Don't taint the meat. This isn't Kansas-style barbecue where you drown it in sauce and can't even taste the meat. This is enjoy the flavor. So they're always here grilling for you. If you tuned in the last couple weeks, you had a chance to get tickets. So you shouldn't, Rosie on the House listeners that are in tune and in touch, get the ticket sent to them. So it doesn't even cost you to, because they always, Saba pays for the parking, and it's $8 a head. But if Rosie on the House listeners got engaged, they saved in the ticket. So you can get here for nothing, just the time and travel to get here. Tucson Convention Center open today until 6 o'clock and tomorrow till 5. But right now it's for you, the Arizona homeowners, at 1-888-767-4348. And we've got a very special treat for the homeowners and listening audience today. We are joined by Chauncey Meyer. Welcome, and thank you for coming down this morning.
Well, thank you much. It's a pleasure being here.
Now, why don't you take a minute to let everyone know exactly the mindset that's joining us on air.
You mean in reference to why people would not hire an architect?
Well, who you are. Let's start with who you are, Chauncey. Tell us about your practice.
When we first connected, you sent us a link to your website, and I could tell by the first picture and the masonry structure that was there that this is who we want to partner with.
Yeah, see, I started my practice in 84, and I've been doing it, well, it's 33 years now. And I've had a clientele in Tucson area mainly, but I've found that architecture is a practice of, I don't know, I call it a gentle practice. And helping people is really the motivation of why I became an architect. And my practice is very diverse. I've done little projects as small as a little porch. Matter of fact, I got one in up in the foothills where I'm just adding a little porch to cover a door because it's being beaten by the weather. But I can go from that to a full house. But client base is really what drives me in my practice and what actually drove me to contact Rosie on the House, because after listening on the radio so many times, I realized that Rosie's commitment to the client was the most important thing. All businesses are client-oriented, but it's similar to being reasonable or, can't think of the word right now, but common sense. Everybody has common sense, but why isn't it so common?
I like that line.
Yeah, so that gets down to a client, too. So the client is the most important thing. If you can't resolve the issues with a client, then I think that's so important, and that's why I came aboard, or tried to come aboard, and then you guys accepted my application because it's client based, and I believe that, and it's something you should strive for every day to please the client and to help them understand when they're going in the wrong direction.
Well, let's help get everyone started in the right direction. The economy is doing well. The construction industry, the housing industry is all strong. We see a lot more activity than we have over the last, since the we're back to the 2001 to the 2006 growth that we experienced. And how does somebody get started on the right foot if they are looking for a patio to shade a south door that's getting beat up? If they're looking to maybe expand the home, they've got a new addition coming, they want to do a kitchen remodel and bring up to date some modern conveniences, where does it all start?
Well, I would encourage anybody to at least talk to an architect. An architect will not charge you for first consult, talking to them and coming to that. And some architects will not do certain types of projects. And if I think that there is no project too small that you can't find an architect that's willing to do it for you. An architect brings a specialty to the project that a builder can't bring. A good builder brings a tremendous to the project. I mean, a good builder, without that, you can't get things built. But having an architect understand what you're trying to accomplish, why you're doing it, and what it is that your goals are. And it'll become quickly apparent that a good architect will say, you know, I have a really good builder friend of mine. He's perfect for this. Why don't you talk to him? And we can get it done that way. We can do a simple set of drawings for you, get your permit, and everything will be fine. Or sometimes, you know, it gets to a point where, and I think I was talking to Jennifer, and we're talking about, I had a particular client a while back that wanted to build a guest house. These people were very, very strong people. They had very strong ideas. And I could tell by interviewing for the 2 hours we spent is that they knew exactly what they wanted, and nothing was going to deter them from that. And that's perfectly great. And I just said, at the time, I knew some good drafting services in town, which I don't know any of them right now. But I sent them to my favorite drafting service, and they had that person do that project for them. It worked it out fine because they got exactly what they wanted. For them to pay me to give them drafting service is just not productive. And also, it's no fun for me not being able to help someone out. Again, it's client based. Help someone achieve why they're doing it. And we never even got into the conversation of why they wanted to build this guest house. I mean, that's how strong these personalities were. Then there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Everything starts with a drawing. This paperclip, this pen, that hat, this clock, these headsets, these computers, everything was drawn on paper first. The design concept had to be created and perfected before it goes into production. And getting that blueprint is our starting point.
Yes, and without the thoughtful, careful examination of why you're doing something, you know, why, sounds sort of stupid, but, you know, why do you want a paperclip, and what is it doing, how I can make it better, why you're going to do it, what size it should be for what you're doing, all those questions in any design project are critical into having it being successful. And with a set of drawings, you're able to depict exactly what it is that you're after. And with that, you can get a quality set of drawings that a builder can go out and bid and get good numbers that the subcontractor says, oh my God, I gotta add 10% to this because there's too many things I don't understand. So with a good quality set of drawings, which a good architect can produce for you, can actually save you money in the bidding process. And you, as a contractor, you've probably seen that yourself. And that is probably one of the best values an architect does, through the thoughtful process of producing the whole project from the concept to turnkey to give the owner the occupancy of the building. Having someone conduct that whole process is where an architect is the most useful and most beneficial.
Now, I see the use of masonry in a lot of your architecture work. What do you think about metal roofs?
Metal roofs are wonderful as far as they should be used appropriately for whatever projects you're using, but metal roofs are, if installed properly, are a long-term 50-plus year roof if they're put down properly.
Let's bring Roger into the conversation. I led you into that question because he wants to put in a metal roof. So let's bring him in and start about the why and the motivation. He's looking to go metal. Roger, welcome to the program.
Yes, great show as always. I'm interested in that corrugated metal roof. I have an old 900-square-foot small house, and it's a hip roof, four sides. And I was thinking about putting this corrugated metal on there. I was going to use synthetic underlayment with 1x4s, and someone said, don't use 1x4s, just screw it right in. What's the good and the bad about that?
Well, let's start back with the why. Why do you want to go metal? Are you just looking for a lifetime roof, or do you like the look?
It's the look, I guess. You know, put a dark maroon color or a brown metal roof. It's something different. I don't know. Probably hurt the resale value of it, but I was going to take a chance with it.
I certainly don't think it hurt the resale value.
I can't see where that would. It's very traditional here in Arizona. And the thing is, if you get the there's two, from what I remember, there's two types of corrugated metal you can get. There's one that has a wider, I don't know what they call it, but the loops are wider apart. Groove pattern's wider. That's a little, then the gauge is important. How thick the metal is important. But the most important thing is your underlayment, of what you put under the underlayment. I've become a real fan of this pill and stick material. I don't know what you think about it, Romy, but you much about it. But it's a really, it's a thick material there. They pill and stick it.
Do you know what I want to think about that? You just have to stay tuned because we're out of time. Time for a break. We'll be right back.